a self-help book for those who don't need help, a matter-of-fact, practical book about accountability, self-reliance, agreements with yourself, and so on. Lots of clichés, but clichés are sometimes worth repeating. The best part of the book was the section with writing exercises. You had to answer a few questions, going into as much details as possible, like listing 10 things you want to achieve in life, no matter how small or big, focusing on not the goal itself but on the experience that goal provides. Answering questions like this, on paper, taking your time comfortably, can help you realize some patterns in the things you want, and better understand them. I quite liked this exercise because 1. It was a cool writing by hand, and 2. It made me think about the experiences I want to have in my life. The tone of the book is very casual, and I found it to be a bit too long for the message it wants to convey. Only take advice from people with lives you like. If you don't trust yourself to know what's best for you because you're afraid you might be wrong, then whom or what do you trust? It's good to know. They'll be running your life until you change your mind. As difficult as it is sometimes to change a present situation we have gotten into, changing the past is impossible. The only real choice we have about the past is to change our present point of view about what happened, to change our context about the past. Changing your view of yourself to be a closer match to reality often leads to an automatic solution to the problem,